Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Morag Barrett is here. Morag is a five-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Sky Team, and also she's now a partner with LeadStar.us. She's the author of Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships and the Future-Proof Workplace, and she's here to talk to us about change, something we all have to deal with. Morag, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So several years ago, I started, when I started doing my show and I started seeing the impact of technology, specifically the Internet, having been around a long time, remembering when technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper and an Underwood 5 typewriter, I've spanned quite a few changes in my life, and I started noticing that there wasn't anything new about change. Change was no different than it had ever been. The only thing different was the velocity of change. And that's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
It is, I would agree. And we talk about that in my new book, The Future-Proof Workplace, that here in the 21st century, it's not just the pace of change as technology transforms not just how we work, but how we live our lives. But it's the visibility to that change, because we're all budding paparazzi with our smartphones. And so we start to see that impact of the change so much more quickly. Whereas you only go back a few years, it took 75 years. Did you know there's 75 years for the telephone to become commonplace?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's ubiquitous. It's everything. It's in our back pocket. And that's the difference. It's happening in, or at least the tip of the iceberg, when we see the change, it's happening in moments.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why for small businesses, you know, historically, we could develop a strategy and perfect it, make a lot of money on it, and give it to our children, let them make some money on it. Now it could be out of date in a matter of days, if not months.
Yes, and in the technology world, there's a philosophy described as agile, which is how do you develop new programs and systems, and it's been built around this idea of two-week sprints. And I think that mindset is something that we all should be applying, whether it's to business change or even personal change. Instead of worrying about over-engineering and engineering everything to the ninth degree before you set off, how about just starting the journey and starting to make that change today, but doing it in baby steps, bite-sized steps, versus trying to leap buildings in a single bound?
One of the ways to think about it is when I first started doing my show back in the 90s, I talked a lot about having a business plan. And we talked a lot, especially with Tim Berry, the galactic guru of business planning. And then the more as time went by, the more I realized that we didn't need to prepare a business plan. We needed to be good at business planning. And then that morphed into being not just being comfortable with innovation, but being innovative as a manager. And so it's not the noun anymore, it's the verb, isn't it?
It is, and it's important, because I spent 15 years in commercial finance in my first career looking at those business plans that might try and predict out 3, 5, 10 years what a business might be making. But to your point earlier on, change is happening so fast, those plans become obsolete before you know it. You need to be better at the planning to anticipate as new information comes to light. You need to know what revenue you need to meet in order to cover your bills. But then you're looking at the market and you're responding and saying, well, what marketing efforts are getting our customers' attention? How well are we converting? What's our lead time? And adapting your game in the middle of the game so that you can stay in it and win the game.
What are the implications for that you're seeing out there across the marketplace? What are the implications of this change? What kind of issues is it creating for folks? How is it affecting the way that they follow through? Is it affecting how they get their day started? What are you seeing?
So I do. I see a lead lag between the leaders who might have a little bit more information or be ruminating on some of these challenges for a little longer, and the everyday employee who is complaining that they don't ever get told anything, that they're left in the dark, or they're not seeing the changes that are happening because they might be just small, the baby steps that I talked about earlier on. So for me, communication remains the biggest bugbear when it comes to change and helping everybody to see why are we changing, what's the purpose. I talk about four P's.
Now you're seeing this in small businesses or small and large companies. What are you seeing?
I see it in all levels. But the challenge in a small organization is the assumption that everybody knows what's going on because we're small enough that we can all see each other around the office.
But yet we often speak less specifically about things. We have fewer meetings than big companies do.
Yes, we do. We assume people are on the same page. We don't check. Whereas in the bigger organization, the challenge is just that, of size and scale, and especially when you start to have virtual team members who might be working in a different city or in a different time zone, then it's easy to overlook the need to communicate and over-communicate.
Well, so I can see where this should be more of a need now than ever before for small business owners to have at least one get-together in a week because I can just see where a truck driver, all of a sudden, the owner says, "What? Our fuel bill is this or whatever," and the truck drivers say, "Well, I assumed you knew that gas prices went up 20 cents, I assumed you knew that our motor is not as efficient as it was 5 years ago, and in the truck it's going to burn more gas." Those are things that we just assume people know.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a huge amount of time. As you say, it's the checking in every week, checking in every month, whether it's a 30-minute phone conversation or just including it as part of your regular monthly agenda. That's how you start to identify those disconnects and can quickly fill in the gaps to ensure that everybody is pulling in the same direction.
Morag, I need your website, please.
It is www.skyteam.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called Cultivate, the Power of Winning Relationships. Also, The Future-Proof Workplace, which she co-authored with Linda Starkey. Quick break. Right back with Morag Barrett. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.